I've seen through many people that are engaged with my office who are availing of the cross-border treatment directive to get treatment in Northern Ireland, which is then recompensed to a very significant extent by the government. I've seen there's been increasing delays over the last year, in particular in relation to the processing of applications and indeed to recompensing people for the money that they would have spent in getting their treatment. And I have made several representations to the Department for Health and the Minister for Health with regard to the staffing situation in the cross-border directive office. And what is clear is that the number of staff in that office has not kept a pace with the increasing demand for the cross-border scheme. We've seen a situation where the number applying for the cross-border scheme increased in 2014, where it was only about 37, to 5,500 last year. But alongside that, the number of staff in the office to process those applications hasn't increased. And this has led to an unacceptable situation now where people are experiencing significant delays of up to 5 months in terms of having their application process and indeed payment issued.
And while we know that Brexit and whatever implications it may bring, that agreement will stay in place, one can only imagine that it could lead to further delays if there's a no deal, perhaps.
Well, certainly, a no deal Brexit would complicate absolutely everything, including this. We hope and we do expect, thankfully, that can be avoided, certainly in the short term, and hopefully an agreed withdrawal, if necessary, down the road. But in the meantime, the delays in relation to this are very much in the Irish government's court, because we only see that at the moment there is 10 staff working in the cross-border directive office, whereas they have put forward a business case last year seeking up to 40 staff to deal with the some 5,500 applicants that they're receiving year on year and increasing. The government haven't responded, and as a result, the pressure on those staff means that there's now a 5-month delay for processing applications and issuing payment. And the government must immediately now move to address that. They must provide the staff, which has been outlined, is required in the business case put forward, and ensure that people can actually avail of this important scheme, which is very important to our own county in Donegal, so that people can avail of it in a timely manner and get their repayments made promptly as well upon application.